You have questions. We have the answers. Welcome to the My Home Connection Podcast, where we discuss hot topics and answer your questions in today's real estate market. Now, let's get into the grind with your hosts, Jeff Kolb and Amy B.
All right, welcome to the My Home Connection Podcast. Jeff Kolb here with West USA Realty. I have some good news and some bad news. What do you want to hear first? I'll just give you the bad news first. My lovely co-host, Amy B., is not with me today. She is out and about taking care of some things. But the good news is, I'm still here. All right. I am going to deliver you a podcast that's going to be very brief and discuss a few things that just need to be said. So without any further delay, I will go ahead and get started. We'll get some just like good news and bad news like I introduced this podcast with. Well, I've got some more good news and bad news. So let's start with the good news first. There were 24% more homes for sale nationwide in March 2024 than there was a year ago. Well, in some markets, active inventory is already back to pre-pandemic levels. So for buyers, having more options is always a good thing. And greater supply, obviously greater supply could limit price growth or lead to price reductions, especially in those well-supplied markets where there is significant new home construction underway. However, that's nationwide. We are in the Phoenix metro area. And, I got to tell you, it's still pretty tight out there, and we're still low on inventory. Not as low as we have been accustomed to. We have a little bit more. I remember when we were having bidding wars because the inventory was so small, and we were at 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 active homes on the market for sale, and that really drove prices up there to the point where people are offering 10, 20,000 and more above list price in order to compete for that house. So we're not there. But I know I do have a lot of buyers on the fence waiting for interest rates to come back down again. And I explained to them, well, they're not going to get down to 2.5% like they were. They might not even get down to 3%. We'll be very lucky to see them in the 4s. But at this point, since we've been hovering at the high 6s and 7s, and we've actually, the peak month last October of 23, we had reached 8%. So, but we've been right around just hovering under 7% over the last few months. Well, until the CPI came out, which we'll get to in a minute. But, you know, they're still waiting for them to go down a little bit. And I think if they get down to the 5s, then we're going to see kind of a rush again. And then that's going to drive prices up, especially being on the low end of inventory like we've been accustomed to. So people just aren't listing their homes. More and more are listing them as time goes on. And we are doing a little better, but we're still very short, especially with the way the state's growing. And people are still continuing to move here. Manufacturing and companies are still building. Arizona's growing. And I can attest to that because I hate the traffic on the roadways. It just seems that there used to be what's called rush hour traffic, but now it's every hour is rush hour. Doesn't matter what time you're in the afternoon or evening or wherever, it seems like it's always rush hour now. And the roads can't expand and grow wide enough and large enough to be able to handle all the traffic that's out there. But that's just another rant and rave. I don't want to get into that. But as it is, we're a little bit tight on inventory still, although we're doing a little bit better. But people are waiting for the interest rates to go down. Well, there brings me to my bad news now. We keep hoping and waiting for Jerome Powell to lower those interest rates that he's been hiking so often. And, we were anticipating them to start going down, that they've reached their peak. And we think they have reached their peak, hopefully. But we expected them to start going down until the CPI came out in March. And that was the bad news, as it went up instead of went down. And we're not talking interest rates. We're just talking the CPI, which is Consumer Price Index, which equals inflation for you and me. So it rose to 3.5% year over year from 3.2%. We didn't want it to go that way. We wanted it to go down. So as long as we get inflation under control, then those interest rates would start to go down. Well, you know, the jobs report didn't help either, or unemployment report for that matter. And unemployment went down and, you know, we had over 303,000 jobs. So combining all of that together, it's now very doubtful that when the Fed meets again, that they're going to lower the interest rate. If anything, it'll stay stagnant or the same. Hopefully they're not going to raise it, but I don't think that they are. I just don't think they're going to lower it. We might have to wait another round. And right now it's looking like probably in July, it's a 50-50 chance that they're going to go ahead and lower that. But we don't know. So it just seems to drag out a little further and a little further. When we've anticipated that hopefully we would already see interest rates dropping and making homes a little bit more affordable. So we wait a little longer, and I know that's not the good news you all wanted to hear, but I have to tell it like it is, and that's kind of where things are at right now. We'll continue to watch the things that are going on and the reports that are coming out and inform you whether it's good news or bad news, and we'll just keep keeping on. We're going to keep keeping on. That's what we're going to do. And because that's what we do. Anyway, I told you I'd keep this short and simple and sweet. Well, it's not a sweet since Amy's not here, but at least it's short, simple, and to the point. And hopefully you've gotten something out of this. And I wish you a fantastic rest of the week. Thanks for listening. And I will see you next time.